Appalling, career criminal accused of stealing Chicago ATM freed until trial. By Amy Furr on November 12, 2023. A seven-time felon in Chicago, who is one of two men accused of stealing a restaurant's ATM machine on Friday, got off fairly easy for the time being. The suspect, whom CWV Chicago identified Sunday as Jason Burton, has been out of jail for a few months. An image shows the suspect and the location of the alleged incident. However, state officials are not trying to revoke the man's parole. For now, he is back on the streets until his trial. The outlet detailed the recent incident. Prosecutors said surveillance video showed Burton and an unknown accomplice pulling up to PB&J 205 North Peoria, in a stolen vehicle around 5:40 a.m. Burton, 37, allegedly maintained a lookout while the other guy used a crowbar to force his way into the restaurant and pry the ATM loose. The pair reportedly got the machine into the vehicle and left the scene. Chicago police found the vehicle a few hours after the incident and pulled it over. During the traffic stop, officers found Burton in the driver's seat, ATM receipts, and the suspect carrying over $1,000. After being taken into custody, Judge Charles Beach released the suspect Saturday. He now faces a charge of burglary along with possessing a stolen vehicle. Illinois Department of Corrections records show Burton was paroled on August 9 after serving half of an 8-year sentence he received for aggravated battery of a peace officer in 2019, the CWV Chicago report said. Social media users commented on the report. One person writing, "I have no words anymore. Same shift every day in this Democrat-run state. Appalling. Communist-run Chicago," another user commented. It is relevant to note that an 18-year-old Chicago man was recently accused of violently robbing a sporting goods store while out on pretrial release with seven previous cases pending against him, Breitbart News reported November 2. Meanwhile, at least 35 people were shot and seven of them died over one weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson's D. Chicago, the outlet reported Monday.